Father God, let your rain continue to fall upon the people this night. There's an awesome presence here tonight. You know what your people need. And I'm asking you to move among them right now. Work upon them, Father God. Set them free. Bring them higher. Hold them tighter, Father. Let your angelic host still continue to walk through the aisles. Let your Holy Spirit be here the entire service. Father, we want you to know that we love you desperately and completely. There is a sign and a wonder coming that is going to show the entire world that I am the Messiah. There are those even in this house this night who still doubt that I have a son called Jesus. But I am going to show the world that my son died for them and rose again. I'm going to let the world see my Holy Spirit in all of its beauty. And my glory will fill the earth. And my chosen ones will carry my glory to a dark, dark generation. Many are bowing at my feet even this night, worshiping me, exalting me, and taking me into their hearts of hearts. Those are the ones that I will use to bring the greater works, the great signs, wonders, and miracles. They have paid an awesome price to sit at my feet and to worship me. I am bringing vindication to those who stood the time, the test of time. My beloved ones will shine in this dark, dark world. And their light will bring freedom all across the land. Children, do not crumble at the enemy's feet, but stand tall and stand firm, knowing that I am with you. I am for you and not against you. And the enemy has no place in you. Do not think it a strange thing what is going on in your lives, even this night. The enemy is trying his last pitch to bring you back into his dark circle. Stay the course. Stay the course. Hold me tight to your bosom. No matter how bad the storm gets, always remember, I'm in the storm with you. If you truly love me and are following in the path that I have placed your feet upon, you will know the truth, and it's a truth that sets you free. So many in bondage around about you, but they have rejected my love, they rejected my word, and they will stay in bondage. I have a harvest field, though, that needs to be harvested. These are the lost souls that do not know about me, that do not know that there is somebody that loves them. And those are the ones I'm sending you to. They feel forsaken, lost, and alone. But you will take hope to a hopeless nation. And you will see the windows of heaven open and gather this nation to yourself, to myself. It's time you take back what the enemy has stolen from you. It's time that you stand in the courts of heaven and declare vindication. It is time, little ones, for you to come into the courtroom and let me give the verdict. I am your father. And I love you. And all of my children are precious in my sight. The world is leaning to their own understanding, and even the church is falling away as my word says it would. And they are leaning to their own understanding. But you, my children, you know the truth of my word, and you are listening for my still small voice. And you are asking me to control your lives. I am that I am. And I am answering each and every prayer. Maybe not the way you want it answered, but I'm answering each and every prayer. And I am leading you by the still waters, even though all you see is a raging sea. And I promise you, little one, I have come to comfort you and to bring you into a place of complete rest where the enemy will no longer speak to you and destroy you. Take up your cross this night. Follow me with all of your hearts and watch me work out the details that you cannot work out. I'm also hearing God saying it's time that you get the sludge out of your life and let the glory light shine brightly within so it can shine brightly without. You need to come into the inner circle of my love. You need me to allow me to wash you white as snow. I am for you and not against you. I am that I am. That I am. To all those who can believe and will believe in a Father who is nothing but love. This is no time to fool around with your walk with God. Like I've been telling you, God's been telling us we are in one of the worst battles the church has ever been in for our lives. And the enemy has been continuously fighting to pull us back into the darkness. And, you know, with Paul, when he was ministering, he had somebody that was really causing him a lot of problems. And he asked God to take the thorn out of his flesh, the person. And God said, you be about my business and I'll take care of the thorn. So Paul went ahead and was doing God's work. Then one day he realized that thorn was gone. We all know what it was. It was a demonic prophet who was going around saying who he was. And Paul got aggravated with that. And how many of us have gotten aggravated with the people around us that the devil is using to try to destroy us? But God had showed me this week that I need to move on. You need to move on. We're in a test. And we either trust God to get us through this test with the thorns in the flesh, or we stop. God is not going to take your thorn in the flesh away from you until you have proven to the enemy that you're not going to leave God. Do you understand that? So that's where we're at right now in the body of Christ. Being tested with one great big test. And if I heard God right, this is the final big test. The one that feels like it's taking you out. You're going to have little ones, but no big ones like we're going through right now. All right. And the other day I said, you know, devil, he about had me to my knees. And this is when God explained this all to me. In fact, I even called somebody in the church and said, I'm having a hard time making this one. And then God started explaining everything to me and brought me back to my senses that the enemy is not going to win. Are you understanding this? Each one of you have to come to that place. Devil, you're not going to win this war. I'm already the victorious one. Then you have to keep walking on. Tonight we're going to talk about, you know, the song, Honey in a Rock. We all love that, right? Let's read Deuteronomy 32:13. He made him ride on the heights of the land and fed him with the fruit of the fields. He nourished him with honey from the rock and with oil from the flinty crag. And then God said, I am releasing honey from the rock. Where the sting of hope deferred, heartbreak and devastation has struck your life, I am now striking the rock on your behalf. We know the rock is Jesus, right? And we know that through that song that we sing over and over and over again, so it gets embedded in our spirit, everything we need is in Jesus. From the rock, God said, from the rock will flow honey as a healing balm, like rivers of living water, to restore and repair the ruin caused by the pain and trauma of the onslaught of enemy attack. I will nourish you with honey and oil from the rock. Excuse me, for I am your rock. Excuse me. And you know that in here many times God is saying, I'm pouring my honey over you. And I'm pouring my oil over you. And God is saying, I'm protecting you. I'm giving you everything you need to get through this trial, this trauma that's in your life right now. But I don't believe that the body of Christ understands who Jesus really is and what he's really doing for us. It's just like he's some person out of a storybook. But he's as real as you are. And one day you're going to meet him face to face. And what is he going to say to you? Is he going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter in? Or is he going to say, I do not know you? God said, my honey will bring deep nourishing and lasting healing to your soul. As gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, so I will bring a deep healing to your bones. Right now, a lot of you are walking through a lot of hurt, a lot of trauma, a lot of the past that just about destroyed you. God wants right now, tonight, for you to let him pour that honey over you. And he wants to heal you. He doesn't want to heal your skin. He wants to go deep down in the very crevices of your soul, your spirit, and he wants to heal you from the inside out. He's been trying to do that for about 10 years now. Tonight, he would like to finish that project so we can move on. He would like for you to allow him to heal you totally and completely from all that pain and all that rejection, you know, and even the junk you put your own self into. Because we have to admit, we do put our own selves into junk. And then we try to blame it God. That doesn't work with God. You know yourself that you put yourself there. All right? You put yourself there because of the deep pain that was given to you when you was 2, 3, 4 months old, maybe. But God is making a way out of that. He doesn't want you to live in that trauma that you received when you was a young child, or even maybe when you was in your teenage years. He wants to wash that all away tonight. And you can sit right there and quietly say to yourself, God, I want you to wash me from the inside out. I don't want to carry these burdens any longer. I don't want to feel sorry for myself any longer. I don't want to feel like half of a person. I want to be the whole person that you created me to be. You know, and as you talk to God right now, as you're sitting there, God is going to heal you. He's going to bring you to a place of deliverance where you're going to be able to talk to other people. And as you talk to them, the anointing will flow from you, and they will be healed too. All right. Proverbs 16:24 says, kind words are like honey. They are easy to accept and good for your health. God said, where life has stung you and left you rejected, robbed, and wounded, Jesus was wounded for all your transgressions. You are invited to exchange your hurts and pain to live empowered as co-heirs, chosen sons and daughters, adopted into the kingdom of God, and authorized citizens of heaven. God is pouring out his healing balm into your every wound and healing and restoring you from all their effects. So just receive it. You know how many of us cried out, God, why? Why is this happening to me? Or why did this happen to me? We might never get an answer to that why. And who cares? It's done. It's over with. God wants to wash you clean tonight. He wants to set you free. You know, I'm not concerned about what's going on in your health, in your house, or at your workplace. What I'm concerned about, and God's concerned about, is what's going on with you. Because until you change, nothing else is going to change. You're going to still see through your corrupted eyes. And you'll still speak through lips that are hurt. Are you understand what I'm saying? And then you just keep hurting other people. God wants that washed away tonight. We've all been down this dirty, filthy road for 10 years of the enemy rehashing all of our past to us. And now it's a night God said, let it go. Just let it go. It's not doing anything but killing you. It's not exalting God. It's not exalting you. All right, miracles of inconceivable magnitude. Honey from the rock speaks to me of unimaginable miracles. If you really, I listened to them words over and over and over again while I was getting this together. And really, that song is such a has such healing balm of Gilead in it. And if you just listen to it and let it do what it was meant to do, you will get healed. And as unimaginable and miraculous as it is to see honey flowing from a rock in the natural realm, God told me, this is what God said, I am moving upon my people and through my bride in miraculous ways. New to your realm of comprehension, period. God's never moved this way before. Lift up your eyes. From where does your help come from? And that's in Psalms 121, 1 and 2. Then God said, miracles of inconceivable magnitude are coming to the desolate wasteland in the hearts of my people and the heartlands of nations. Even those that you thought would be impossible to reach will now become as a land where milk and honey will flow. You know, in our families, God gives our families time to choose him or choose the devil. And there's a certain time, a time period, God does that. And then one day you'll see him move away from these people because they didn't choose God, they chose Satan. God's finished. He's done all he's going to do. He's wooed you until he can't woo you no more. His son's blood means nothing to you. The Holy Spirit means nothing to you. You sit in the house of God and you cry because the Holy Spirit's on you. You leave the church building just as bad as you were when you went in there. And God said tonight he wants to change all that. He wants to bring you to a new place of revelation that God is real. Do you ever think about Jesus? You know, even his disciples messed up. Even his disciples were too much into themselves that they couldn't even pray for him 1 hour. And nobody says, can't you even pray for me 1 hour? He was getting ready to go through all his trauma. And his disciples were too caught up in the things of the world, their own selves, that they couldn't pray. I'm going to tell you right now, you might be the only one. You know, he had 12 around him. But you might be the only one that's really saved. And the ones that aren't saved are going to look at you like you're some weirdo. They're going to wonder, well, why can't you do this and why can't you do that? Well, that's what you have to ask the Father. Not me. Not yourself. But you need to go to the Father and say, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? To stay saved. Because people believe once saved, all be saved. That's not true. The Bible itself tells you to work out your salvation how? Daily. All right, to me, what God said here, this speaks to the very things you have been hoping for or dreaming of that have seemed impossible to you and exceedingly greater than you could have ever imagined. You know, what's God's going to do? We've all gone through this past couple weeks of things that we thought, God, how are you ever going to do this? This is impossible in a natural realm. But God is working with us and shown us that it's possible in the spirit realm, and he's going to bring it to the natural realm. These things are now being touched by the miracle-working God of the impossible to manifest in and through your life and your land, your sphere of influence, you know, wherever you live. I don't know about you, but I keep my property encased with angels, and I tell the devil he has no place on my property. All right? So what happens, the people living there or the people come on there feel uncomfortable there, and they say, I like it, but I don't want to stay here. And what that is the enemy making them uncomfortable to get, well, the enemy in them is uncomfortable, and it's saying, get out of here. Because if you keep me here, I'm going to get saved. You know, in other words, he's going to have to leave them, those people. God said, do not fear, hold steadfast to my unfailing love. He's talking to those who are really, truly saved, those who really, truly trust and believe God, and those who are really, truly going through really hard times right now. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. And you find that in Isaiah 41:10. Do not allow fear to cause you to flick off and dismiss the move of my spirit that is now upon you. In other words, God is moving upon people who he brings into the house of God. And, you know, when you see somebody start crying when they're sitting in their seat or when they're ministered to, that's the Holy Spirit ministering that person. But whenever they go outside the door, well, that was nothing, you know, and they're just flicking off the anointing. And God had placed that anointing on them to help them get yourself right with him. You're not going to be able to get right without the Holy Spirit. I don't care what you say. Your flesh is not going to get you right. It takes the Holy Spirit. And then once you get right, you have to continually walk in the Holy Spirit. God said, as you hold steadfast to my unfailing love, you will begin to encounter me as eyes have not seen, ears have not yet heard, and the human mind has not yet conceived. In other words, you're going to start seeing God in a new light. You're going to see him maybe like I see him. And because you aren't seeing him, you're seeing him through a mirror darkly. And then how the word goes. But if you, when the Holy Spirit, you allow the Holy Spirit to come in and encamp within you, then you're going to see Jesus as you're supposed to. It takes the Holy Spirit to survive. But I'm just hearing you. It takes the Holy Spirit to survive this onslaught that you're in right now. All right. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as the scriptures say, no one has ever seen, no one has ever heard, no one has ever imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Then Isaiah 64, 3 and 4, but you have done awesome things that we do not expect. You came down and mountains shook in fear before you. No one has ever heard of such a God. No one has ever heard such a story. No one has ever seen any God except you, who does such great things for those who trust him. Go and read that. Get the Bible embedded in your heart. Then draw on it when you're in trouble. And God says, do not flick off this move of my spirit through fear of my supernatural and invisible realm, through which I am sweeping across your lands. For it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And you find that scripture in Zechariah 4:6. How many of you have been having weird dreams late this past week? Just about like nightmares, aren't they? You know, and when I go to bed and get my sheet and everything's all just like I never laid on it. But the other morning I get up, my sheet was clear off the bed. My hair was every which way. I was underneath my pillows, but I was having nightmares all night long. I was fighting something, and I've never done that before. That'll show you are in a battle. You are in a battle for your life, for your salvation, you know, to retain it. You have to understand, you don't just, wonder what that was. You really need to understand what that was. You really need to study it with God until he reveals the truth of what you're going through. All right, the Rock of Ages and the Potter's Wheel. How many of you have been on the Potter's Wheel? Every time I look around there for a while, he would slam me on the Potter's Wheel, right? All right, God said, I am pouring out honey from the rock and releasing the oil of my anointing to turn the hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. See that? I am softening hearts to be malleable in my hands as the clay in the potter's wheel is to the potter. And yet, whenever God is working on somebody's heart, making it tender and soft, that's when they're most hateful. I mean, they get as hard as a rock. From now on, when you see that, understand that God is working on them, and the enemy doesn't want their heart soft, and so the enemy is reinforcing his junk in that person's life. Isaiah 64:8 says, but Lord, you are our Father, we are like clay, and you are the potter, your hands made us all. We keep forgetting that God's the potter, don't we? They were just a piece of clay, that piece of dirt. Amen. We turn it around. God said, place yourself on the potter's wheel. In other words, say, God, here I am. I'm just a piece of clay. Put me back in that wheel and form me the way you really want me to be. And this time I won't try to change myself. All right. Place yourself on the potter's wheel, humble in heart and yielded in tender surrender to Jesus. Let him have his way. Expect to see the healing honey pour forth from Jesus, the Rock of Ages. Can you do that? Can you really right now say, God, place me on that potter's wheel. Reshape me, remold me into the image that you want me to be. And while you're at it, make my heart more tender. In fact, I might need a brand new heart because this one has become cold and callous. Amen. And God said, do not fear the sting of death, for I have overcome death to bring forth life-giving honey from the rock. Set your eyes like flint upon Jesus, the Rock of Ages, and watch what he will do through you as you behold him. Set your eyes like flint upon Jesus, the Rock of Ages, and watch what he will do through you as you behold him. Church, will you please relent tonight? Will you please really, truly walk in love, forgiveness, humbleness of heart? You know, when Jesus walked the earth, he told us, he said, if you go to somebody and you minister to them and they don't want to receive you, shake their dust off your feet and move on. Now, in my life, I've encountered people that don't understand that. And whenever I've loved you and loved you and loved you and loved you, and then God said, stop. They're not going to change. They don't want love. And then whenever I stop, then they said, what kind of person are you? You're a hypocrite. No. God tells me when to continue to try to get people to receive Christ, and he tells me when to let them go. And I'm not to waste my time with them any longer. And people are going to look down on you about that. Too bad. I don't care what you think of me, because I'm the one that's going to stand before God on Judgment Day. You're not going to be standing there with me. I'm going to be standing there all alone, and he's going to judge me why I did or did not do what he told me to do. And you're going to have to be that way too. God said, I will stand there before you by the rock at Oreb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel. That's in Exodus 17:6. And this is what God told Moses to do. Okay. Moses did what God said. But the people still rebelled. They still had to wander longer. So see, if people are going to rebel in the Bible, when a man of God speaks, why do you think they won't do that to you when you're here in the natural? It's because their minds are hardened to the things of God. They don't understand the things of God, and therefore they're judging wrongly about you. So you're just going to have to stand your ground. You know what I have come to grips with? All right, the devil has stood in my face for years and stood his ground. And I was meek and humble, but you know what? God has said, I gave you a forehead of flint and a backbone of steel. Now you stand in that devil's face, and you stand there with a forehead of flint and don't back down. You see what God's telling you? You are a child of God. We're in this dispensation. You are a child of God, and he doesn't want you walked on no longer. In fact, he said to me, you are no longer a doormat to these people. You know, whoever you're ministering to. We minister to all kinds of people. Stand your ground. Face the devil head on, and he will leave, not you. All right? It's judgment time in God's house. And he's judging those who come against you. It's vindication time. God is vindicating you. He's no longer going to allow the enemy to have control over you. Come on. I'm telling you, guys, God wants you free. And you know, if somebody's coming against you, you right there and there tells you they're not a child of God. Or they wouldn't come against you. Right there, and then you could say that they're not discerning things spiritually. All right? See, don't be afraid to stand your ground. How many of us have lost so much ground because let the devil push us and push us and push us? Now, God has brought us to the forefront. I don't know about you, but I'm staying there. I'm staying there. And if I'm wrong with it, I'll pay for it in Judgment Day. But I know I'm not wrong. Holier than thou. I just heard that in my head. So somebody said to me, holier than thou. No, I'm not holier than thou. I'm just God's child. And I feel bad because you aren't there yet. You know? Come on, let's start standing up to the enemy. Why do you think America's in the trouble it's in? We Christians, I'm one of them, just left things slide on by. You know, didn't pay, oh, well, that doesn't concern me. Yes, it did. All these rules and laws that were made, they concerned us. And we let the devil just take everything away from us. Are you ready to take it back? Are you ready to take back everything the devil stole? God wants you to have back everything he stole from you. The altar's open for that tonight.